Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, this Sunday is Easter, and the focus of our worship service will be on the resurrection, of course. Really, every Lord's Day is a celebration of Christ's resurrection, but Easter Sunday is a special Lord's Day each year. The hymns we sing, the prayers we pray, the message we preach are all resurrection-focused. I remember as a boy in the church that I grew up in, Easter was the one day a year that we would sing one of my favorite hymns. It was called, "He Arose, Up from the Grave, He Arose." And the way our church would sing it made quite an impression. On each verse, the piano player would play the verse of each stanza very quietly and softly, and we would sing in a very low, almost hushed volume. "Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord." But then the piano player would suddenly switch to forte and increase the volume and pace and really rumble out the notes as we sang at the top of our lungs, "Up from the grave he arose." And it was really very dramatic and very moving. Well, in tomorrow's message, in the second half of Acts 8, we'll see a very dramatic and moving encounter Philip the evangelist had with a high-ranking government official from Ethiopia. He was the treasurer for Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, and he apparently was a convert to the Jewish religion who had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was on his way back to Ethiopia. And he was riding in his chariot on a road that led to Gaza, southwest of Jerusalem. And as we'll see, God had supernaturally arranged this encounter between Philip and this Ethiopian. And as he was riding along in his chariot, he was reading from a scroll from the book of Isaiah. It was a Greek translation of that Old Testament book. And the portion he was reading from was Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8. And let me read you what he was reading. The section there in Isaiah 53 says this, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Well, Philip asked him if he understood what he was reading. And the Ethiopian answered Philip's question with a question. And it was a very honest answer that he gave. He said, "How can I understand unless someone guides me?" And then the scripture tells us that Philip opened his mouth and beginning at Isaiah 53, he preached Jesus to him. Well, that scripture in Isaiah is one of the most amazing prophecies in the Old Testament about the crucifixion of Jesus. You can't read Isaiah 53 without understanding that it is a prophecy that was written some 700 years prior to the time of Christ about the crucifixion. And so there's just no doubt what that section of scripture is about. And so as Philip preached Jesus to this man on this dusty desert road, he explained the crucifixion. But the very next thing he addressed almost certainly as he preached Jesus to this man would have been about Christ's resurrection. So in the message tomorrow, we'll work our way to the resurrection by looking at this one-on-one encounter between Philip, the evangelist, and this government official from Ethiopia. And I believe we'll find food for our souls in this portion of Scripture. I'd like to ask you that are listening right now, do you realize that the single most important truth in the world today is that Jesus is alive? Yes, he was crucified, and yes, he died. He was God in human flesh. He was the Son of God. He was Christ, the Messiah, the promised one in the Old Testament. And he was dead. But up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose the victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. And that central fact of all history changes everything. It changes everything for everyone because it means that Jesus is Lord. And so I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we preach from this portion of God's Word. As I said, I think we'll find food for our souls. I think it'll be an appropriate message to preach on Easter Sunday. I think it's an appropriate message for one reason, because we will have people in church on Easter Sunday that are not ordinarily there, and it'll be a great opportunity for them to hear the gospel. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you're looking for somewhere to go to church on Easter Sunday, I want to invite you, as pastor of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to come be with us. We would love to see you there. Our people would love to see you there. And so make your plan to come be with us at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay. That's 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We're going to have a special event tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're going to meet in our fellowship hall for an Easter brunch. Our ladies of the church are going to prepare this meal, and we'll just have a time of fellowship together. At 10 o'clock, we'll have our usual Bible study for adults in the sanctuary. We'll have Sunday school for the children, and it'll be a great time during that hour. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll have our time of worship. If you'd like more information about our church, you can find it on our website, and you just go to gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com, and you can find out much more about Grace Baptist Church at that location. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each week. We try to have this preview available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning, and you can find it at sermonaudio.com. You can also find it in our church app. You can navigate to our podcast each week from our website. And so let me just encourage you to tune in. And then also I want to remind you that you can share the link to this podcast with others and invite them to listen and meet you at Grace tomorrow. Easter Sunday is a wonderful day to invite people to come to church, because that's a day that people will respond if you invite them. And so I want to ask our members to be inviting friends and neighbors and people you know to come to church with you this Sunday. So until we gather tomorrow, let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. Let's pray that God will prepare our hearts to have a great day of worship tomorrow at Grace. And as part of that worship, when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.